With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says President Biden will travel to Israel on Wednesday.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
The president will also go to Jordan to meet with King Abdullah, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the United States is making a major statement with the military assets it's moving to the Middle East.
The USS Bataan, an amphibious carrier, if you will, with 2,000 Marines, is headed north up the Red Sea. So it's not only two carrier strike groups. The Marines are on the way. All of that ought to be a very direct signal to Tehran.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network there are always risks when moving an aircraft carrier into a danger zone, but he says the U.S. will be prepared for a possible Hezbollah strike. Also at SRNnews.com, there will now be a limit on how long migrant families can stay in a New York City shelter. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that he is limiting shelter stays for migrant families with children to 60 days in the city's housing system. The move to tighten the rules comes as the mayor seeks to ease the pressure on a city system overwhelmed by the arrival of more than 120,000 international asylum seekers in the past year. Adams has estimated that the city will spend $12 billion over the next 3 years to handle the influx. Migrant families with children could potentially reapply for housing if they're unable to find a new place to live. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That on Wall Street, stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up 103 points, the NASDAQ adding 24, and the S&P 500 13 points in positive territory. This is SRN News. India's highest court has legalized civil unions for homosexual couples, but stop short of making gay marriage the law of the land.
What the Supreme Court has said is that it is not up to them to legalize same-sex marriage, that is a decision that should be left with Parliament. But all five justices were unanimous in saying that they do believe same-sex marriage should be allowed.
BBC correspondent Samara Hussain. India is 80% Hindu, but Hinduism has no official position on homosexuality. Is it a cult or a religion? The Japanese branch of the Unification Church decrying an effort by the Japanese government to get a court order that would dissolve the group. The church argues the government's move is a serious threat to religious freedom. An investigation shows that the group has systematically manipulated its followers into donating money. This is SRN News. Three members of a California family have pleaded guilty to conspiracy for their role in a ring that shipped stolen catalytic converters worth hundreds of millions of dollars from California to New Jersey. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer with more.
Federal prosecutors say brothers Tusu Vang, Andrew Vang, and their mother, Monica Moa, were part of a national network of thieves, dealers, and processors who provided the stolen auto anti-smog devices to a metal refinery for more than $600 million. The three acknowledged receiving $38 million for their roles in the scheme. 21 people have been charged in the case. Catalytic converters are easily stolen and contain precious metals that prosecutors say are sometimes worth more than $1,000 each. California accounts for 37% of catalytic converter theft claims nationwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.